Hey, this is Adam from In Search of Sun, and you're listening to Zanzana.
So, In Search of the Sun, thank you for this interview. Hi, Adam.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine, thank you. And you?
Yes, I'm very good.
So, Adam, 2 days ago, we are now for the interview on June 17th, 2 days ago on YouTube, there were a new video clip in the garden. It's going on, huh?
Yeah, man. Stoked to finally have released it. Yeah, it's probably one of my favorite songs off the record, actually.
Yeah,
I love it. Yeah, man. So, yeah, we dropped it a couple of days ago, and we're already working on the next video. In fact, we're shooting some of it here at Download Festival France tonight.
Yeah. I really like this song. Huh? You know why? Because easy listening, melody, strong song with really lots of breaks, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's deep, it runs deep. I mean, every song does on the album. It's there's a meaning behind every song, a really deep meaning. But that one in particular, I guess, is aimed at people that have, and I guess we all do, or most of us do, you have someone in your life, when you're trying to do something creative and something cool with your life, there are always people that are trying to bring you back down and not let you do what you want to do. And that's what that song's about. It's about saying, can I swear?
Yeah.
It's about saying fuck you to those people and doing what you want to do that makes you happy, man, and just not letting anything get in your way. That's what it's about, perseverance.
And you know, there's the other song, Bad Girl.
Yeah.
I really like it because it's jazz groove, you know, it's bass, battery, the technique is very strong, but not too much. There's an atmosphere.
Yeah, man. It's I remember when we who wrote the riff to that? I think it was Rory, so the guitar player in our band, the guy with the big dreadlocks. He wrote that riff, and he sent it over. He recorded it really roughly and sent it over, and I heard it. I was like, "Fuck, this is incredible. This is so cool." And for some reason, it reminded me of my favorite film in the whole world, which is The Exorcist. I love horror films. I absolutely love horror films. So that's what that song's about. It's about The Exorcist. But yeah, man, it's heavy, it's funky, it's melodic, like just all in one. It's really cool. It's one of my favorites as well, actually. I love it. It's really good.
Yeah, but your music is very technic, you know? But not too much. It's not the other prog band, you know? Hey, look how good I am in the instruments.
Yeah, man, I feel like we sort of sit somewhere in the middle, you know, like we don't really want to be too proggy, but we don't want to be boring at the same time. So we kind of just, I don't know, like whatever we write, it just comes out naturally and it feels good. It just feels good. So I like it, man. Yeah, it's fun. It's fun to be writing music that you just write for yourself and, you know, you love it. And yeah, we're all very happy with the stuff that we're writing right now.
It needs maturity to make songs that have very big technique, but not too much.
Well, none of us are mature. We're all idiots. So, well, yeah, I guess, man. I think that comes with, experience. You know, just because we have an album before this one, before Virgin Funk Mother, we wrote the first album, which was The World Is Yours, and. As much as we all love that album, because it's, you know, it's our first album, it's where we came from, we feel that put us on sort of gave us a level of knowledge and experience to be able to write Virgin Funk Mother, which is where I personally feel we fit perfectly. Like, that is our sound, and we're all extremely proud of it, you know. But I guess, yeah, it just takes experience and gaining knowledge over time to get to that point where you feel that you sit comfortably in that musical spectrum of whatever you're in, you know.
And the other thing is that you write songs with 3:30, 4 minutes, and not the usual 12-minute track, you know.
Yeah, we don't really like the really, really long songs, man. I mean, there's, I don't know, like, it's strange because we don't deliberately write songs that are 3 minutes 30 or 4 minutes or whatever. It just comes like that. We don't want to write something that's 5 or 6 minutes just for the sake of saying, yes, we've got a song that's 6 minutes long. If it doesn't feel right, we won't do it. You know, if the song is 2 minutes long, or if the song is 3 minutes long, or if the song is 5 minutes long, if it feels right, that's it. You know, like, it's going to be that. So yeah, it's all about feeling with us. It's got to feel right.
So the question is, are you a prog band?
I'm going to say no. I don't think we are. I think we're just... I mean, we get asked a lot, you know, what kind of band are you? You know, and I always say, we're not metal, we're not pop, we're not rock, we're not prog. We're just a heavy band, or we're a band that can be funky, can be heavy, I guess can be poppy, as you know, as well. But I wouldn't say that we kind of fit into any specific genre, you know, and it's kind of hard to tell people. So anyone asks me, I'm like, yeah, we're just a heavy band. We're a band. We play music. I don't know. What do you think?
I think that you're prog,
okay,
but with a little taste of pop.
Yeah.
And you make music that is very intelligent.
That's cool, man. Thank you. Thank you. I'll take that as a compliment.
It is.
Thank you, man.
And that's it. And these songs on stage are the same. Maybe you on stage you can give lots of place to solos and improvisation in the songs, or it's just like the album.
It's an interesting question. A lot of them are just like the album. Sometimes we add little, you know, like little surprises in there. There's a particular part in the song Petrichor from the new album that we've just started putting that into the set. We've added this bit at the end, which is like heavy as fuck. Like, it's so good, man. And it's just great. And it's not on the album. It's just something that you are only going to hear and see live. But it's just so big. It's when the song finishes, people think it's going to finish, but it doesn't. Dave and Rory, the guitar players, who are absolutely incredible, are kind of harmonizing with each other, and there's this big build up, and then all of a sudden, bam, like it goes into this ridiculous, heavy, funky kind of ending, which I cannot wait. That's probably the one thing I'm looking forward to playing the most tonight.
When I listen to, I didn't know you before, you know. When I listen to your song, you know, the name that came to my mind, it's Pain of Salvation.
Pain of Salvation.
Yeah. Pain of Salvation is a band like crazy, but prog band that's crazy and can make things very specifically. And we feel that there's, you know, a knowledge of music. What's your background?
Okay, I haven't even heard of him, man. I'll have to check them out. Maybe we can do a tour or something with them. But yeah, that's cool. That's really cool.
But what's your background? The background of the members before the band, before In Search of Sun, you know?
So we're all originally from a little town called Harrow, which is in London. And I guess growing up, like in school, we all used to be in little bands together and other bands. And the way that the band got together was that my old band from school played a show in our local town with Dave's band. So that's kind of how me and Dave knew each other. Dave's the guitar player. That's how me and Dave knew each other. And then we finished school, and I didn't go to college. I went to college for 3 days, and then I just dropped out. I was like, fuck this, I want to be in a band. So I was just constantly joining bands and leaving bands because it didn't feel right, and trying to form my own band, you know. But I couldn't find the right people. And I was in the pub one day, on a Tuesday, because that was the cheapest night. It was £1 per pint that night. It was great. Everyone used to get smashed. And Dave was in the pub. And I was like, hey, man. And he's like, hey, dude, how's the band going? And I'm like, well, I haven't got a band yet. I'm still trying to find members. And he says, well, I play guitar. I'm like, oh, yeah, you do. So he played me some stuff on his phone that he'd been recording. I said, dude, this is incredible. Let's meet up and jam. So we went for a jam, and we started writing stuff together. And then eventually Dave brings in Faz, the bass player. And we had a jam together. We were like, this sounds great. Faz, you're in the band. And then Sean, the drummer, and then Rory eventually came in, and we played our first ever show on April 15th, 2011. Maybe the reason I remember that is because it's the same day the Titanic sank, I think, April 15th, I don't know. But yeah, April 15th, 2011. And the rest is history, I guess. And here we are now, being blessed enough to play Download France.
You know, it's amazing, because when I heard your music, I was certain that you played music, you know, different styles and make covers and things like that before making the band, because there's maturity, there's jazz, there's lots of composition.
Thank you, man. That's really nice to hear. No, I mean, like, we didn't really do much before in terms of, you know, covers or anything. We've done a couple of covers recently, but no, it was just, like I said before, I think it was just experience, and I guess collectively what the five of us are influenced by and listen to, and we just bring it all to the table. You know, we've never been in a writing session and said, let's write a song like this band or that band. It's always just, what have you been listening to today? Okay, I've been listening to Michael Jackson today, so I'm feeling really funky, I'm feeling poppy. So we'll write something like that, you know, based on how we're feeling. And because everyone's got such a broad spectrum of influences in the band, we just end up coming up with these really interesting things musically, which is really, so it's always interesting writing music, always, with In Search of Sun.
So you as a singer, it's a very difficult thing, because when you listen to the music that they make, and all the breaks and all the, it's very, how I say it, work, it's a music that has been very big work, you know, it's not usual music, you know, you have to be, you have to sing melodies that's not normal, not usual.
Absolutely, and it was, you know, it's definitely, I feel like, because the music is on such, it sets the bar high, yeah. You know, and I think the vocals are everything to it, and if the vocals aren't good enough, then the music's gonna suck. So we spend a lot of time when we're writing music, especially with Virgin Funk Mother, the new album, we spent a lot of time just going over and over and over, just doing different vocal lines, different vocal ideas and melodies and harmonies and stuff, even to the point of, you know, should I sing this, should I scream this, or should I slightly scream this, or, you know, how much should I push, how much should I not push, you know, like, it was really precise, and it was stressful, you know, it was hard, because we always want to bring the best out of ourselves, you know, and push ourselves to the limit, but we also want to keep in mind the main goal, which is making the best record that you can. So it is really difficult, I feel, that writing the vocals to this, because it's a demanding job. And then, you know, there's the whole performing it live as well, which, you know, that's another ball game, man. That's another ball game.
You know, we are speaking, there's another band that's get in my mind, an old man, you know, Toto. Toto, for me, there's something, you're Toto's child, something like this.
Well, it's interesting, again, because Rory, in particular, the guitarist in the band, he's really into his older kind of rock and metal, I guess, you know, from like the 70s onwards. Like, he loves his Led Zeppelin, yeah, Toto, I'm assuming he loves them. I'm actually really into it, but do you remember the band Focus? I fell in love with them, man, you know, so... Yeah, and again, that's all the influential thing. We all listen to so many different things. It's not just metal, you know. It's 70s and 60s and whatever. Like, I love the Moody Blues as well, but I also love Jesse J. Do you know what I mean? So everything's just this mishmash of stuff, and I feel that it kind of helps writing music, because you're not pigeonholed in this one thing where it's like, okay, this has to be metal, you know. It's just, it's whatever you're feeling, and all our influences combined probably cover every single style of music that ever existed and that exists today.
So the question is, haven't you put the how I say it, the bar too high, you know, the
maybe, I don't know what you mean in terms of, you know, is the next album going to be better?
Yes.
Oh man, We're very optimistic individuals. You know, I guess I can speak for myself here, because I'm the only one here right now, and I'm confident, and I know that the next record is going to it's going to be incredible. You know, we've already started writing stuff for it. it's taken a while, you know, to move things forward just because we've been busy with tours and making music videos and whatnot. But it's being done and it's being written and it's incredible. And it's already what we've got so far. The demos that we have is already a step up from Virgin Funk Mother. Oh, well, you know, not a step up. I'm not saying it's better or worse. It's different. It's really different, but it's evolving. You know, I think it's important for bands, you know, just to constantly evolve and just let whatever you're feeling and whatever you're writing, just let it happen. Let those changes happen. It needs to be organic. And I feel like that's happening with us. And it happened from the first album, The World Is Yours. We started evolving. We wrote the current album, Virgin Funk Mother. And now we're writing the third album, which doesn't have a name yet, obviously. We'll just call it Download Festival France for now. You know, it's evolving, man, and it's definitely some really interesting, powerful stuff on there that's going to be good.
Have you got a model? Is Dream Theater a model for you?
Well, like an influence or like a role model, you mean? Dream Theater, for me, not particularly. I'm not a massive fan of Dream Theater. I don't know if anyone in the band is, actually. I appreciate them because they are great and they're massively proggy, aren't they? You know, so yeah. But I wouldn't say that they're a main influence on us. I think one of my main influences, one of my favorite bands next to Pantera, is Incubus. I love Incubus, and I think I can speak for the rest of the band as well. Like, I think we all love Incubus. Yeah.
But you have a music that's so different of Incubus. Maybe from Incubus you got the songwriting, but not the music, not the high level of composition.
Yeah, I guess, man. You know, a lot of people have said that it reminds, this new album reminds them of Science. You know, the first, well, technically the second Incubus album, if you want to count Fungus Among Us, but. Yeah, it reminds them of that. You know, it's got that kind of experimental, jazzy, funky, and proggy kind of feel to it, you know. And I guess, you know, that influence does come off in our playing and our writing and stuff. But in terms of Dream Theater, it's interesting you said that, because none of us really listen to them, to be honest. But they're great. Don't get me wrong, they're great. They're great.
When we hear the name of the band, In Search of the Sun, we feel that it's a doom metal band or thing like that. Really? Why? It's because of the fog in London?
The fog in London. Yeah, man. We never get sun. We never get sun. We hate London. I want to be in France, man, because, like, look, it's sunny, it's beautiful, the people are lovely. Yeah, I mean, it's more of a metaphor for... you know, I think it's anyone can relate to it, and it's what we are about. In Search of Sun is what we're about. You know, the sun gives life to everyone on the world. You know, we could not exist without the sun. It is why we're here. You know, so In Search of Sun to me is perseverance and always trying to better yourself and persevere to reach the top, you know, and it's the journey that's important. More so than actually getting to the top, you know. And that's what it is, man. It just means determination and hunger, you know.
So if you need some sun, come to Tunisia, because I'm from Tunisia.
Oh yeah, okay, cool. Well, yeah, that's okay. We'll arrange some shows in Tunisia then. What's the weather like there? Is it nice?
A lot of sun.
I'm gonna move there then.
And Tunisia is going to beat England tomorrow.
Oh really? Oh man, I don't really follow. Is that the football? Yeah, I don't really. Yeah. I'd say I don't really follow football. I love to play it, but I don't follow it. But I hope Tunisia win.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Zanzana, l'émission métal.